Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf mem tes, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf mem ches amud beis. So we're about to learn an amud and a half gemara that deals primarily with Yoav ben Tzeruya. So Yoav ben Tzeruya was David HaMelech's chief of staff. He was the head of his army. He's obviously mentioned a lot, Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, and in the beginning of Melachim Aleph. And in order to have even a basic elementary understanding of today's daf, there's an introduction that's necessary. And we'll begin with the beginning of Shmuel Beis. So Shmuel Beis begins with David HaMelech receives a message. Somebody comes and he notifies him that Shaul HaMelech had died. David HaMelech hears that Shaul was killed in battle. He famously says, "Woe, how the mighty have fallen. Eich naflu gibayrim. Eich naflu gibayrim." But at the same time, David HaMelech realized that now was the opportunity for him to be able to begin his own malchus. So the pasuk says, "Vayishal David b'Hashem leimer." David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, "Ha'ele ba'achas ori Yehuda, is now the time for me to begin my malchus?" Vayomer Hashem Elof Ale. Yes. Vayomer David Ono Ele. Where should I go? Vayomer Chevroina. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to David HaMelech and he tells him, go to Chevron, and it's over there that you should establish your malchus. David HaMelech goes to Chevron. Of course, he was going to be there for 7.5 years. David HaMelech was king for 40 years. 7.5 years in Chevron and the remainder in Yerushalayim in Ir David. But the pasuk says that although David HaMelech himself felt that this was his opportunity to begin his malchus, but Shaul HaMelech's camp wasn't necessarily in agreement with that. Shaul HaMelech's chief of staff was Avner Ben-Er. And Avner Ben-Er goes to Shaul HaMelech's son, Ish-Boshes, and he tells him that I think you should become king. He tries putting together constituents, he gathers a campaign, and ultimately, the only followers that David HaMelech was able to keep for himself were those of his own Shevet, of Shevet Yehuda. Everybody else in Klal Yisrael followed Ish-Boshes. They were going to continue the reign of Shaul HaMelech. And the pasuk says that obviously a civil war began to brew to the point that Vatiyam Lchama Kosha Ad Mo'id B'Yemam. There was fighting. Fighting began. Pasuk says that Avner Ben-Er and his people, his entourage, just so happened were traveling somewhere, and he meets, coincidentally, with Yoav ben Tzeruya and his entourage. It says it happened near a lake. They start talking. Talking leads to fighting, and a real battle breaks out to the point that people started dying. The pasuk says that Yoav ben Tzeruya had a brother whose name was Asael. And Asael decided that now is his opportunity to kill Avner. You kill Avner, you quash the camp of Shaul HaMelech, and that's going to finally resolve all of this. So Asael starts chasing Avner, and he has him cornered. And the pasuk, in quite dramatic form, describes how Asael's about to kill Avner, and right at the last moment, Avner is able to use his skills to turn around, and he ends up killing Asael. Asael's body is lying. Yoav ben Tzeruya and his camp come running afterwards. They see, Yoav sees his brother Asael was killed. He's very, very disappointed. He starts yelling at Avner. Avner, in the meantime, had already rode off into the distance. They exchange words and they both agree that this is not the last time that this is going to happen. Pasuk continues, and this is already Shmuel Beis Paragimel. Avner Ben-Er comes home. And when he comes home, Ish-Boshes says, "I need to talk to you." Everything okay? He says, no. Ish-Boshes had a pelegesh, and somebody had violated this pelegesh. And he was choshed Avner Ben-Er of being the one of violating this pelegesh. And when Avner hears that he's being accused of something so terrible, vayicha la'Avner ma'oy, Avner got really angry. Al divrei Ish-Boshes, vayoymer, and he told him, harosh kelev anoichi? What am I, a kelev? I'm a dog? You're accusing me of committing something so terrible? And at that moment, Avner was so disappointed that he turns to Ish-Boshes and says, I'm done with you. Enough. I'm leaving. David Melech was right. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that it's time for him to be king. You're not fit to be a Melech Yisrael. I'm going to go join the camp of David. So he sends a telegram. He sends messages to David HaMelech. Do you want to meet? I want to make peace with you. I want to join your camp. It's time for your Malchus to become the real Malchus. David HaMelech agrees, but there was one stipulation. If you remember, in the beginning of the Masechta, we learned about Michal Ba'Shal, Meirav Ba'Shal, and Michal was really married to David, but Shaul had given her to Palti ben Laish. Right, the Gemara says that Palti ben Laish lived with Michal for many years, and he never did an Avera with her. And the godless of him being able to overcome the Nisayan of not doing an Avera with Michal was so great, it was greater than what Yosef HaTzadik did, it was greater than what Boaz, the Checker, Achim, Ve'evel, Ayoifi, Isha, Yiras, Hashem, He, Tesalo, is Palti ben Laish. So David HaMelech says, here's the condition. If you can deliver Michal Basho, my wife, back to me, then I'm agreeing to meet with you. He brings Michal Basho back to David HaMelech. They meet. The Pasuk says Avner shows up with an entourage of 20 people. They break bread together. They exchange words. The Kairos first, they agree that they are going to now work together. Avner leaves. In the meantime, Yoav ben Tzruiah, who had not been present at the time of this meeting, he arrives back to David HaMelech's camp, and he was told what happened. That Avner Ben-Ner, the chief of staff of the other team, had come, and he just made peace with David HaMelech. When Yoav heard that, he was furious. He turns to David HaMelech and says, you trust Avner? Avner was Shaul HaMelech's chief of staff. They tried killing you for years and years and years. Look at the battle that just happened between us right now. He's fooling you. He says, David HaMelech, that's why you need me. I'm telling you, I'm looking out for you. It's a terrible, terrible mistake. In the meantime, Yoav went and reached out to Avner and told Avner, you know, I understand, we're on the same team right now. Why don't we sit down together? Let's strategize, figure out how we're going to be able to coexist. The Pasuk says the meeting took place in Chevron. They meet, it was supposed to be a friendly meeting, and in the middle of the meeting, Avner Ben-Ner takes out his spear. Yoav takes out his spear. He turns to Avner and he tells him, now's the time to take revenge. You killed my brother, Asael. I'm going to avenge his blood right now. And he killed him in the exact way that Avner Ben-Ner had killed Asael, and that was the end of Avner. When David HaMelech heard what happened to Avner, so it says, the Pasuk says he was horrified. Vayomer HaMelech el avodov haloi tedu kisar v'godol nofol hayoim hazeh b'Yisrael. That a great man died today, despite the fact that Avner tried killing David for years, but still he was machshev him for who he was. He was a sar v'godol b'Yisrael. And then David HaMelech said, v'noichi hayoim racha mashuach melech. Really what I should do is, I should take revenge from Yoav ben Tzruiah. And it's not clear why he didn't. The Mefarshim grapple with it. It seems like David HaMelech felt that the political situation was so fickle that had he gone now and taken revenge from Yoav, it could be everything would have fallen apart. So he said that I'm not going to do anything about this right now, but Yishaleh Hashem lo oseh arok hirasa. At some point in the future, we're going to have to deal with this. He put it on his bucket list. At some point, I'm going to have no choice but to deal with Yoav ben Tzruiah. Now, fast forward to Shmuel Beis Perek Chof. And Shmuel Beis Perek Chof picks up right after David HaMelech was able to quash the revolt of Avshalom. So Avshalom was David HaMelech's son. Right? Mizmar the David bevarcha b'pnei Avshalom b'noi. Avshalom tries killing David HaMelech. Yoav ben Tzruiah ends up killing Avshalom. And despite the fact that Avshalom tried killing David, the psukim that describe the divrei hesped that David HaMelech said for his son Avshalom is oyim v'noir. Some of the most moving psukim in the entire Tanakh is David HaMelech crying over the fact that his son Avshalom was lost. But right after the Avshalom revolution, there's another revolution that takes place, not nearly as well known. The Pasuk says, V'shom nikra ish b'lial u'shmoy sheva ben bichri. There was a Yid, his name was Sheva ben Bichri, ish yimini, he was from Shevet ben Yamin. Vayiska b'shoifer, he takes out a shoifer, he blows. Vayoymer, he says, ein lonu chelik b'david. We don't want to have anything to do with David HaMelech. V'loy nach v'lonu b'ven yishai ish l'oyav Yisrael. And he begins a revolution. He is going to now revolt against David HaMelech. David HaMelech heard about it. Obviously, he wasn't happy. And the Pasuk says that he called one of his officers whose name was Amasa. Vayomer HaMelech al Amasa. He tells him, Hazik li'es ish Yehuda shleishas yom. I want in 3 days from now, you should appear in front of me and you should be together with the people. My people that are going to go fight on my behalf. And we're going to go, and we're going to make sure that Sheva ben Bichri is not successful in his revolt. The Pasuk says, Vayelech Amasa l'hazik es Yehuda. Amasa went, and all these psukim are critical for today's daf. Vayoichem min amoyed asher ya'adai. 3 days passed, and he hadn't come back. We're going to see in the Gemara today why. But 3 days had passed, he hadn't come. In the meantime, David HaMelech didn't know what to do. So he calls Yoav, and he tells Yoav, why don't you now go and you gather the troops? We have to kill Sheva ben Bichri. I don't want him to be successful. And it's clear in the psukim that David HaMelech was very concerned about Sheva ben Bichri. He said that he has the potential to do more than what Avshalom was going to be able to do. So the Pasuk says that Yoav ben Tzruiah goes out with his people, and as he goes, he sees Amasa coming. And he goes over to Amasa. Pasuk says he kisses him and he tells him, Amasa, you know, David HaMelech was waiting for you. And they exchange greeting. And as they're talking, the Pasuk says David HaMelech grabs on to Amasa. Yoav grabs on to Amasa's beard. He takes his spear out from his other hand and he kills Amasa. He kills Amasa. David HaMelech heard what Yoav had done to Amasa. As you can expect, again, he was very, very disturbed. And he curses Yoav. He tells Yoav that for what you have done, this is already the second time, he killed Avner Ben-Ner and he killed Amasa. He gives him clawless. He says, terrible things are going to happen to your family because of what it is you did. Fast forward to the beginning of Melachim Aleph. The beginning of Melachim Aleph, David HaMelech is old. And he realizes his time is coming and he's not going to be king forever. He wants Shlomo HaMelech to be king. But in the meantime, David HaMelech had a son, Adoniyahu, and Adoniyahu felt, he was older than Shlomo, he felt that he should really be the next king. And still a hate, he begins a revolt. In the meantime, David didn't want Adoniyahu to be king. He wants Shlomo, and he's grooming him to be king. And he gives him a to-do list. He says, there's certain unfinished business that I was never able to do during my lifetime. And he gives him the list of things. One of them was, I want to kill Yoav ben Tzeruya. Because Yoav ben Tzeruya had killed Avner Ben-Ner. He had killed Amasa. He had no business killing either one of them. And not just that, I understand that he's joining the camp of Adoniyahu. We have to kill. We have no choice. We have to kill Yoav ben Tzeruya. And right in the beginning, it's amazing. He gives him five or six things to do. Shemi ben Gera. Some of them are rather well known. Shlomo HaMelech becomes Melech, and immediately, bang, 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 he knocks out the entire to-do list. He takes care of everything that he had to do. Yoav ben Tzeruya hears what's going on. The pasuk says, "Vashmu yabad Yoav." Yoav heard about it. Ki Yoav not achrid, and Yoav achriav shalom leinot. Vayonos Yoav lo yol Hashem. He ran to the oil Hashem. Vayachzik bekarnas the mizbech. He grabbed onto the mizbech. So the mizbech was like an ir miklot. It was considered a sanctuary. He thought that if he would be there, he would be safe. Vayugal Amelach Shlomo. They told Shlomo Amelach, "Ki nos Yoav lo yol Hashem." Vine etzla mizbech. Vayishlach Shlomo es Benyov ben Yoyada lemer lech pegah boy. Shlomo Amelach's own chief of staff. That was Benyov ben Yoyada. He sent him. He says, "I want you to go into the oil moyed, go to the Mizbeach, and I want you to deal with Yoav ben Tzeruya." The Pasuk says, Vayav ben Yoav, el oil Hashem, Vayav me'ev, koyamar ha-melech, tzei. Melech said, you have to leave. Vayav me'loi, ki poy omos. You want to kill me? You're going to kill me right here. Vayoshav ben Yoav, es ha-melech tov ha-lemur. So ben Yoav goes back, he tells Shlomo ha-melech, koy diber Yoav ha-choy anani, Vayav me'loi ha-melech, asei kasha diber, ufga boy, kill him there, it doesn't matter, ufga boy, ukvartoy, vahasiroisid mechinam, and because I have command from my father, I have to take care of this. The Pasuk says that he did what he had to do. Vayal ben Yoav ben Yoyada, vayifka boy, vayimiseu, vayikover bebeisai b'midbar. And they buried him in his house, which was in the Midbar. That is the story, in short, of Yoav ben Tzeruya, Avner Ben-Ner, Asael, Amasa, Ishboishes, David HaMelech, as it relates to an introduction of today's daf. So on this note, Zokta Gemara, 12 lines from the bottom, Daf Memches on the base. Zok to Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav. That if you look in the pasuk that describes the klolos that David HaMelech gave to Yoav ben Tzeruya, so Rav Yehuda sent the name of Rav that called klolos Shekilo David as Yoav. All the klolos that David HaMelech cursed Yoav niskaimu bezare shel David. They were all mekuyim bezare shel David. What were the klolos? The pasuk says he told him Yachulu al Rosh Yoav veel kol beis aviv. Al Yikoris be based Yoav Zov. There's going to be a Zov that's going to come from the family of Yoav. Mitzayra. A Mitzayra is going to come from the family of Yoav. Machzik Pepelech. Someone that's going to have a hard time walking is going to descend from Yoav. Venoifel Bacherev. Someone that's going to be killed by a sword. Vecharsal Lechem. And someone that's going to starve. So those were the specific klolos that David HaMelech gives the family of Yoav. And Zok to Gemara, all these klolos when a sky in Bezari showed up. It says the Gemara, how do you know that? Zov, where do you find that David HaMelech had a Zov that came from his family? Rechavam. Rechavam was Shlomo HaMelech's son, which means he was David HaMelech's grandson. And the pasuk says, "Vamelech Rechavam Mesami Slalis B'Merkav Alonis Yerushalayim." It was difficult for him to go up to Yerushalayim. Fixim. And the pasuk says, "V'chol HaMerkav Ashirkav Alav Azav Yitma." So it says B'Merkava, and you find the word Merkav by Azav. We learn from there that Rechavam was Azav. Mitzayra. Where do you find that a Mitzayra came from David HaMelech? MiUziyo. Dechsiv UBecheskase Gavali Boyad LaHashches. Uziyo was one of the Malchei based David. So he was again an enokol of David HaMelech, and he was a balgaiva, the pasuk says, to the point that even though he wasn't a kohen, vayimal b'Hashem alukav, vayyobay al heichal Hashem lahakter amazbeach akteres. He went into the heichal and he brought the akteres, despite the fact that he wasn't a kohen. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says, v'atzeras zorcha b'metzcha. Hashem punished him. He made him a metzayra. So you see that David HaMelech had a metzayra. Machzik bepelech. Where do you find that David HaMelech had an enokol for whom it was difficult to walk? May Asa. Asa was another one of the Malche based David. And Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Rakla Isik Nusi Chala Raglav, that as he got older, Asa did, it was difficult for him to walk. Am Rabbi Yudam Rab, Sha'achzoi Pudagra, that he was afflicted by the disease called Pudagra. The art scroll says gout. Amalei Mazucha Bid Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Mazucha, who is Rav Nachman's son, once asked his father Rav Nachman, Hechidami, to describe the symptoms of pudagra. Amalei kemachat b'basar achai. It feels like needles are going into basar achai. Mino yada. So the Gemara says, Hadrab Nachmano. Iba yisei me mechashav ichayish. But it could be he suffered from it. He himself had experience. Viba yisei me mirabi. But Gamalei, some say that he didn't suffer from it, but he had heard it from his Rebbe. Viba yisei me. And even others say, Soy dashem li reyav ubrisei lohediyam. He knew it. Soy dashem li reyav. Neifel becherev. Where do you find that there was a neichel becherev that came from David HaMelech's mishpacha? Me yoshiyo. The chsev ayoyru. One of the saddest portions of Nach, when Yeshio, who was a tremendous tzaddik, is killed. It's one of the kinnis on Tisha B'Av, and the pasuk describes how brutally he was murdered. His body became like a sieve. So he was a neifel becheref. He was a descendant of David HaMelech, and that klala that he gave Yoyev didn't happen in Yoyev's mishpacha. It happened in his own mishpacha. And finally, chasar lechem, someone that was starving, Yechonya, the Melech Yechonya, the chsiv, varuchase aruchas tamid nasnuloi. And Rashi explains that the context over there is that Nebuchadnezzar was the one who had taken Yechonya into exile. He brought him into Golis. That was Golis Yechonya. And when he was in exile, he made Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar didn't give him any food. It was only afterwards, when Nebuchadnezzar died, and his son, Evel Meroidach, became king, Evel Meroidach gave him food. And it was a chiddush because Evel Meroidach's father, the Nebuchadnezzar, did not give Yechonya food. It was only Evel Meroidach that did. So during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Yechonya was a chasar lechem. So either way, David HaMelech curses his Mekalo Yoyev ben Tzruya for what he did. The Klola incidentally happened after he killed Avner ben Ner. That's when he was Mekalo Yoyev. He's Mekalo him. Five Klolas. And says the Gemara, all five of those Klolas were Niskayan Bizarroi, not Shol Yoyev, Bizarroi Shol David. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, Hainu Domer Inchi. This is what people mean when they say, Tehei Luta, Veloi Tehei Lata. It's better to be cursed than to be the one that curses. Because if you're cursed, lav dafka, anything is going to come from the klolo. But if you're the mekalo, there's actually a better chance of the klolo playing itself out. And that's the conclusion of the very first part of this daf. Just one ha'ara. What's pshat in that? Tehei luta, loy tehei la'ata. So I was thinking, and I don't know, way beyond my pay grade, but it could be the pshat is, very simple, it could be the pshat is because there's this idea that we talk about all the time, the law of attraction, which is that there are certain things that can only affect the person if they're worried about it. But if you don't worry about it, it can't affect you. Ayin hara, manda kapid, kapdina bay, manda loy kapid, loy kapdina bay, right? The Gemara says that if somebody's worried about ayin hara, what should he say? Anam mizara di Yosef kasin, I come mizara shal Yosef. Fake to Marsha, how do you know you come mizara shal Yosef? Maybe you don't come from mizara shal Yosef. So the Marsha says that that's just a nusach. It's a lachash. It doesn't mean literally, I know Mizar the Yosef Kasina. It's an incantation. The nusach of the lachash is, I know Mizar the Yosef Kasina. But the Svar Makdashim say that if a person believes that I know Mizar the Yosef Kasina, that I'm potter from this evil eye, and he doesn't have to worry about it. Right, you find it in a gay Yazugas. So this is an idea that you find many places. The Rambam regarding Katlanis, you find in many, many places. The Rambam certainly was a big believer in this, that people with their own thoughts can bring upon bad things. So if somebody curses somebody else, I don't know, you have to worry about it. If you're not expelled from the Klolo, maybe it's something you don't have to worry about. But the Mekalo, who's cursing, he obviously is thinking about it. Right, he believes in the Klolo, because if he didn't believe in the Klolo, why is he being Mekalo? So you know what? The Mekalo has to be more concerned than the Nikla. I'll show you a Rashi right in the beginning of the Mara. The Rashi says that everything that David said was going to happen to Yoav ended up happening to himself. Rashi says something that I think is Sisrei Torah. Kulam neskaimu bezari shal David zokte ilgir Rashi mipnei shekiblon shloim olav. First of all, where did Rashi get this from? It's not such a bucky enough. But Shloim HaMelech was mekabel the klala on himself. He somehow was, it sounds like that for a klala maybe to work, you have to be makabel the klala. Shlomo Melech was makabel. He was worried about it. And the minute Shlomo Melech was worried about his father's klala, boom, that's when it ends up playing itself out. Either way, so the Gemara now is going to go into great detail, and describe some of the parshias in Nach that we spoke about before, specifically, when Binyo ben Yoyada killed Yoyim. So when you read the Pesukim, it sounds like Binyo ben Yoyada comes into the El Moyed, boom, he kills him. Shlomo HaMelech said, kill him. But really, there was a trial. Yoyim ben Tzeruya was tried, meaning he was going to be killed for killing Avner, for killing Amasa, but every man is entitled to a trial. Yoyav ben Tzeruya was entitled to a trial. Says the Gemara, Asriel Yoyav, they brought Yoyav in front of Bezdin, Daine, and they judged him. Amalei, they told him, my time a katolte Avner. And this next Gemara is a classic. They said, why'd you kill Avner? Amalei said, he told him, Goyel Adam da Asol Avoy. I was my brother's Goyel Adam. Remember? Asol was trying to kill Avner. Avner turned around, killed Asol. Asol was Yoyav's brother. Yoyav was a Goyel Adam. And by the way, the halach of Goyel Adam is not only true for Itzech B'Shoigeg, it's true for Itzech B'Mezid as well, unbeknownst to many. But the halach of Goyel Adam is true for Itzech B'Mezid, just like it's true for Itzech B'Shoigeg. So Yoyav Tainet, I had a right to kill Avner, because I was a Goyel Adam and my brother. But says the Gemara, it's not true, because Asoel Roidev Havo. Avner had a right to kill Asoel, because Asoel was trying to kill Avner. So when Avner killed Asoel, he wasn't a Reitzeach. He was a Bola Harga Chahashkin Maharga. He was acting in self-defense. That was the story. Asoel has him cornered. He wants to kill him. And Avner, being the skilled fighter that he was able to turn around and kill Asoel. But to the extent that Avner had a right to kill Asoel, then there should be no parasha of Goyel Adam. Amalei, so Yoav said it's not true. Avner did not have to kill Asoel. He could have been matzilei be'echad me'evarav. He could have tasered him, right? He could have done something else. He didn't actually have to kill him. And because he killed him, he's a reitzeach. Amalei, so he told him, it's not true. How do you know that it was yoachal atzila be'echad me'evarav? Amalei, he says, I'll tell you how I know. Because I saw my brother's blood. I saw his body. And I saw how precise the shot that Avner took. Hashta b'doifin chamishas kivale. He hit him in his fifth rib. And there was symbolism there. It was done so precisely. You see, he could have done whatever he wanted to do. So he didn't have to kill Asol if he didn't want to. You mean to tell me that he couldn't have killed him Echad Me'evarav? Of course, if he wanted, he could have killed him Echad Me'evarav. Says the Gemara, Amalei, they told him, you're right. Nezel Avner, you're potter. We cannot try you for killing Avner. So far, the trial is working very much in favor of Yoyav ben Tzeruya. So the prosecution has to huddle and they have to try to work on plan B. Plan B was, my time of Kotosei Lamasa. Why did you kill Amasa? Amalei, Amasa married B'malchus Ava. Amasa was a married B'malchus. Again, who was Amasa? Amasa was the one that David Melech said, come back in 3 days. I want you to put together troops because we're going to have to go and quash the rebellion from Sheva ben Bichri. So he said, Amasa, the 3 days passed, and he didn't show up. Where's Ichor? He didn't come back. So they told Yoav, Amso, Achim Berakim Dar. She wasn't a Mori B'Malchus. The reason he wasn't Mori B'Malchus is because there was a cheshbin in what he did. The cheshbin was, he knew how to darshin wherever it says the word Ach, and wherever it says the word Rach in the Torah. What does that mean? The Ashkechinu, the Psiach Lebe Masech, he came and he saw that the people that he was trying to call were learning. Amar. The Pasuk says, regarding Yeshua Benun, Kol Asher Yamres Pichav LeYeshomes Tverech LeKol Asher Titzivenu, you must. Shem tells Yeshua Benun, this is Yeshua Perek Aleph, that you're the new leader, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnes, you're going to be the leader, and anybody that's going to disobey anything that you say, Kol Asher Yamres Pichav LeYeshomes Tverech LeKol Asher Titzivenu, you must. Yoch Lafilu Devei Torah. I would have thought that even if Yeshua Benun would tell somebody to be over on the Rei Torah, you would have an obligation to listen, and this pasuk of Kol Asher Yamres Picha you must would apply. Tamud Loimer Rak Chazak V'Amatz. Chazak V'Amatz is Torah, with the exception of Torah. And we learn from here that there's no Moir B'Malchus when it comes to Bittul Torah. So if the Melech tells you to do something, but what you're going to do involves Bittul Torah, so Bittul Torah Adif. We learn it from this pasuk of Yeshua Benun. Kol Asher Yamres Picha you must, but at the same time, Rak, there's one exception, Chazak V'Amatz, when it comes to the Torah. So Amso comes, he sees that the Olam's learning, if they're learning, you can't be Mevatel Torah. So if you can't be Mevatel Torah, it's for that reason he couldn't do anything to him. Now, Tosfos says that Yoav had no way of doing knowing that. And being that Yoav had no way of knowing that, so if we accept Yoav's argument that the reason he killed Amasa is because he held that Amasa was a Merib Malchus, even though he really wasn't a Merib Malchus, but he was a Shoigig, being that he was a Shoigig, he wasn't Chayiv Misa. So essentially he was potter from this argument as well. So they couldn't kill Yoav for killing Avner, because he was a Goyel Adam, he had a right to kill Avner, and they couldn't kill Yoav for killing Amasa, because Yoav thought that Amasa was a Merib Malchus, and to the extent that he's a Merib Malchus, he's Chayiv Misa. And even though he was wrong, because really he wasn't a Merib Malchus, but Yoav had no way of knowing that. So being that Yoav had no way of knowing that, at this point, right now, where we stand this moment, again, we have no way of killing Yoav. Hello, but the prosecution continued. And they said, Ahu gavrin Merib Malchus Ava. Yoav, you're Chayiv Misa anyways. Maybe not for killing Avner, maybe not for killing Amasa, but you yourself are a Merib Malchus. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Vashmu abad Yoav, ki Yoav not Achrei Adoni Yo. Because Yoav himself had joined the camp of Adoni Yo. The Achrei Avshalom Linot. Incidentally, the Pasuk over there says he joined Adoni Yo, but he didn't join Avshalom. Mai Loi Not. What does it mean he didn't join Avshalom? Why would we even mention that here? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to say, Faker, Shabike, Shlinta is really, he wanted to join Avshalom. For Loinata, he never joined Avshalom. Umay time Loinata. Why didn't he join Avshalom? I'm Rabbi Loza, Tain, the Chush, Al David Kayemes. Because he was afraid of David Amelech. Rabbi Yisrael, Pechenino, Amay, Tain, Itztagnine, Shal David Kayemem. Because the Itztagninim of David Amelech was still alive. Now, what does Itztagninim usually mean? Rashi says, these are the astrologers. These are the Chayzim, Bekechavim, Umazalas. Now, that's not what it means over here. What it means over here is David Amelech's warriors. But Rashi says that just like people used to follow what the stargazers would tell them, David HaMelech had his people that he used to follow. David HaMelech had 400 children. Kulam b'nei Yefas Toyer Hayo. So Netzah Shem, we'll speak about this later in the week. They were all the sons of Yefas Toyer. Umagadle Bluris Hayo. They also had Bluris. That's a hairstyle that you're not supposed to have. Umahalchim b'Rashi Agaisis Hayo. And they were tough, mighty warriors. Vehein hein bali agreifim shal David. These were the people that fought, that stood on the front line of David HaMelech. But the bottom line is that the Adoni Yo is Chayiv Misa. Why? He's Chayiv Misa for being Merib Malchus. Why is he Merib Malchus? Because he joined Adoni Yo. And by the way, the Pasuk says he really wanted to join Avshalom as well. The reason he didn't join Avshalom is because he was afraid of David. Why was he afraid of David? Either because Adayin L'chluches Shal David Kayemes, because David at that time was B'taykfai. He joined Adoni Yo when David was old already. But at that time, David was in his prime, so to speak. His army was, and he didn't want to start up with David HaMelech then, or his 400 Yeladim, these Rashi Agaisos, were still Kayim, and he was afraid of him. The Gemara says, this Gemara just said that had David HaMelech win wars, he had 400 children. Pella this Gemara, but he had 400 children, and they were all bnei yefas toyer. Says the Gemara, upligad Rab Abba Bar Kahana, Dom Rab Abba Bar Kahana, Moli Dabal Yose Yoav Melkom. Were it not for David HaMelech, Yoav would not have been successful at war. The Moli Yoav, were it not for Yoav Liyosek David Batayra, David HaMelech could not have been successful only with his Torah. Dichsiv, Vayhi David Oise Mishpat Utztoka L'chol Amoy. V'yoyah Ben Tzriya Alatzav. Matam David Oise Mishpat Utztoka L'chol Amoy. Why was David HaMelech able to learn Torah? Shouldn't Yoyah Alatzav? Because he had Yoyah fighting wars for him. U'matam Yoyah Alatzav. Why was Yoyah successful at war? Shouldn't David Oise Mishpat Utztoka L'chol Amoy? Because David HaMelech was Oise Utztoka Mishpat. So what's the pliga? It's not clear. But it seems like the pliga is that it was Yoyah's fighting and David HaMelech's Torah that were the cause of David HaMelech's success at war, not so much these 400 children. But the bottom line is that Yoav was killed. Why? Not indiscriminately, not even for killing Avner, and not even for killing Avner and for killing Amasa. He was killed because he was a Merib Malchus. Why was he Merib Malchus? Because he joined Adoni Yo. Pasuk said that when Yoav killed Avner, Vayetze Yoav Me'im David, Vayishlach Malochim Acharei Avner, Vayashivu Oisei Mibar Asira. So this is after Avner meets with David, and now Avner is going to join the camp of David HaMelech. Yoav wants to kill Avner because he wanted to avenge the blood. He held he was a goyel adam of his brothers. He wants to kill Avner. This was the perfect opportunity. They're on the same team now. It's going to be very easy for them to sit across the table from each other, break bread, and this is going to be his opportunity. So Yoav reaches out to Avner. They meet. Vayashivu oisai mi boir hasira. He returned from boir hasira. My boir hasira. Amar Rabba bar Kahana boir v'sira gormoloi la'avner sheyihari. It's a remez for why Avner deserved to die. Why did Avner deserve to die? It was because of what happened by the bar and what happened by the sira. So again, you have to know more nach to fully appreciate this. But bar is, Rashi says, tzapachas mayim. It's a jug of water. Sira is a seer, is a koitz. It's a thorn. These are two times where David HaMelech, when he was running away from Shaul, had the opportunity to kill Shaul, and both times he didn't kill him. But at the same time, he did something to show him that he could have killed him if he wanted to. One time he took away his kitan shamayim, the other time he ripped off knaf me'il, a little bit of his me'il, and Avner really should have told Shaul at that time, because this was his job, he should have said, you see, David HaMelech doesn't want to kill you, because if he wants to kill you, he just had two opportunities to do it, and he didn't. And Avner didn't do that. So it's because of the episode with the bar and the episode at the Sira that Avner ben Ner didn't just end this, that Avner later would be punished. That's the drush mi bar hasira. Boy and Sira Gormalay La Abner Sheyahori Bateo Yoyev Al Teich Ashar Ladaberito. So Yoyev calls Avner Al Teich Ashar Om Rabbi Yechron Shedonu. This is Sanhedrin, that he didn't just kill him, but first he brought him in front of the Sanhedrin, or at least he acted as if he was the Sanhedrin. Omalay, he told him, my time a katalte lasa. Why did you kill Asoil, my brother? So he told him, Asoil roida for you. Asoil was trying to kill me. So he told him, Hoyul Chalat Sila Be'echmei Varif. No, you could have saved. You could have hurt him, make him not be able to kill you. You didn't have to kill him. So he said, Yochili, I couldn't. It wasn't possible. So he told him, Hashtab Daifa Khamish's Kavnasla, you killed him and his fifth rib. You were so precise. You're telling me you couldn't have killed him, Echamei Varov. So the Pasik says, Ledaber Itoi Basheli. This is all part of the Pasik describing when Yoav kills Avner. Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav Al Iskoi Shel. So what does Al Iskoi Shel mean? So you have to see Rashi. So Rashi, it's the first white line on the bottom. Loshon Shel Nalecha. It's from the Loshon of take off your shoe. Shaloi Ba'arma. So Yoav now is going to kill Avner. And listen to how he's going to get him. He asks him, he says, do you mind if I ask you a question on learning? He says, yeah, sure. He says, Yuvama Gidemes. If you have Yuvama and she's a Gidemes, she doesn't have hands. Hechei Let says, could she do Chalitza? I mean, how is she supposed to do Chalitza? Hischol Shoichel. So Avner bends down and he's showing Yoav how she would do it. And the way she would do it is she'll do it with her teeth. As he bends down, he takes out his sword and he killed him. And that's this reference of here of Shal Nalechem. She didn't just kill him. He killed him. He killed Avner in the same exact way that Avner killed Asael. Mokim Shemar v'Kovet Tluyimboy killed him in the same exact way. The pasuk says v'Heishav Hashem es Damai al Roshay. So now this is when David HaMelech is talking to Shlomo in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, and he tells him that I have an old shtar chayv v'sechtaf optzon. I have to kill Yoav ben Tzrui, and I want you to be the one to do it. Why? Because I want to avenge the blood of two anoshim tzadikim v'toivim imenu. Two people that were tzadikim imenu, bigger tzadikim than him, and toivim imenu, just better people than him. Why? Says the Gemara Toivim. Why were they better? Shei darshan ach v'rakim. They knew how to darshan ach v'rak. V'hu loy darash. And he didn't know how to darshan ach v'rak. So where do you find that they knew how to darshan ach v'rak? We saw that Amasa knew how to darshan ach v'rak. Because even though David told Amasa in 3 days, be back here with the Bnei Yehuda, he didn't want to be mevatel them from learning, because he darshan rak chazak v'yamatz. Where do you find that arshan, that Avner darshaned ach v'rak? So Rashi says, it's referring to the story of Noiv Ira Koyanim, where Shaul wanted Avner to kill Noiv Ira Koyanim, and because of an ach v'rak, he didn't do it. So they knew how to darshan ach v'rak, but Yoav himself didn't know how to darshan ach v'rak. And again, you have to know even more Navi for this. This is referring to the story of Uriah Hachiti and Batsheva, where David HaMelech wants Uriah Hachiti to be on the front lines. He wants it to be killed. And what does Yoav do when he's commanded by David HaMelech to do it? He listens. And really, he shouldn't listen, because he should have made the same drosha, Rak Chazak V'Yamatz, that even though the Melech told him to do it, but at the same time, he's not supposed to do it. So they were Toivim Imenu. How do you know they were Tzadikin? Shehem Bepev Le'Yosef. Because they were commanded. They heard from David HaMelech himself something, or from a king himself. Avner heard it from Shaul. And Yoav heard from David what he wanted them to do, and they didn't listen. But Yoav himself had only gotten a letter from David HaMelech instructing him that he wants Uriah Achiti to be put on the front lines, and he went ahead and he listened. The pasuk says, "V'amasa le'nishma b'cherev asher b'yad Oyev." Amasa, when he was killed by Yoav, so he wasn't careful. He didn't see the sword that Yoav had. Amar Rav Shalei Chashta. You know why? Because he trusted Yoav. He was a little too trusting. He trusted Yoav. He never chalomed that Yoav was going to kill him. The end of the story of Yoav ben Tzruya is he gets buried in his house by Midbar. It says the Gemara, Otu Beisai Midbar hu? Gevoint in the Midbar, in the Wald? That's where he lived. Amar Rav Yudam Rav ki Midbar. His house was like a Midbar. Ma Midbar mufke l'kail. Just like a Midbar. It's hefker. Anybody that wants to go to the Midbar can go to the Midbar. Af Beisai Shal Yoav mufke l'kail. This is a shvach. His house was hefker. It was pasuach la'aniyim. Anybody that wanted to come was able to come. Davaracha ki Midbar. Ma Midbar menuka migezel v'arayis. Just like the Midbar is menuka. There's no gezel, there's no arayis. Why is there no gezel? There's nothing to steal. Everything is hefker. And why is there no arayis? There's no people there. So there's no arayis. Af beis shel Yoav menuka migezel v'arayis. And finally, v'yoyav yichaye shara ir. The pasuk says that Yoav was mechaye the people in the city. Amar Rabbi Yehuda filo munini v'tzachnosa. Ta'in parislu. Rashi says these are dogim ketanim. It's a delicacy. Even these things he gave the ani. So when an ani would come, he didn't just give him pasta melech v'yayim v'msura. He didn't just do the beer minimum, but he did it with the ganze ganzkeit. And on that note, hajun aloch nigmar hadin. So just a little bit of rage, just a few ha'aris regarding this gemara that we just learned, and then we'll see. Daf mem test on the days. Begin perek arba misos. On the days goes very, very quickly. I will segue into the next few weeks where we're going to learn some festerate. But just a few orders regarding the Gemara that we just learned right now. The Rambam, Hilchas Reitzeach, says a gewaldige chiddush. The Rambam says that we know that if somebody kills somebody, b'shoigig, he goes to Golis. Why does he go to Golis? Two reasons. Number one, he needs kapara, and Golis is mechaper. Number two, to save his life. Because if he doesn't go to Golis, the Goyal Hadan, the closest relative of the person that died, has a right to kill. When he goes to Golis, Ir Miklot, he's protected. In the Ir Miklot, you have nothing to worry about. Now, we saw just now in the Gemara that there's a concept of a Goyal Hadan by Ritzech B'mezid, just like there's a concept of a Goyal Hadan by Ritzech B'shegi. Zok the Rambam, in Hilchas Ritzech U'shmiras HaNefesh, Perik Vav Halacha Dalet. Rambam says, V'yesh Hoyreg Bishgaga. There's someone who kills Bishgaga. V'tia Hashgaga Kreva L'zada. And this shaygi could be karev lemezid. V'hu sheyeh bedaver kamei pshiyah. Oy shehoyeh loy lizar v'loy nizar. There's a concept of a shaygi karev lemezid. So what's the halach if somebody kills somebody, shaygi karev lemezid? You can't kill him, because he wasn't a mezid mamish. But at the same time, he's not a regular shaygi. He was karev lemezid. So the Rambam says, dinoy she'enoy goylot. The halach is he doesn't go to galus. V'pnei she'avoynoy chomer. Because his oven is too chomer, and ain't Golis mechaperously. Golis won't be mechaper. Additionally, says the Rambam, the ain't are a miklot kultoisoisa. And besides, to protect himself from the Goyal Adam, there's also no point in going to Golis. She ain't on kultois ella hamechlieves Golis bilvat. Lefichach, says the Rambam, in Motzli Goyal Adam, bechol makoy. What does chol makoy mean? The rabbis, even in the Ir Miklot, the Hargoy, and he kills him, Potter, he's going to be Potter. So the Rambam says something beautiful. He says, if somebody is a Shoigig Karav Lamezid, he's not Mamash a Shoigig, he's a Shoigig Karav Lamezid, so the halacha is that he doesn't go to Golis. Why? He says, because there's two purposes in Golis. One purpose of Golis is Mechaper. It's only Mechaper, a real, pure, authentic, unadulterated Shoigig. You're a shaygig, karev lemezid, you're not a real shaygig. Golis not going to be mechaper. You need more kapara than that. Golis can't be mechaper for you. The other reason, says the Rambam, why people go to Golis is to protect yourself from the Goyal Adam. You're anyways not going to be protected there. Because the Ir Miklot only protects you from the Goyal Adam if you're a regular, it's ech b'shoyg. But if you're a shaygig, karev lemezid, over there the Ir Miklot is not going to protect you from the Goyal Adam. Lemaisa, if you look in the Achronim, kamne kulmusin nishtabru. What's the makar to this Rambam? How did the Rambam know that a Ritzeach b'mezid cannot be protected from the Goyal Adam if he's in Eir Miklat. It's not a Pasuk, it's not a Drosha, it's not a Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sefras, Sefri, Teres, Kayanim. Again, Dachrenim said that, so we'll take the word for it. There's no Mefurish in Makar. So if there's no Mefurish in Makar, Dachrenim, they grapple. How did the Rambam notice Halacha? First glance, it's a Chiddush, Mechatesi. There's a parish of Goyal Adam by Ritzech B'Shoigig, there's a parish of Goyal Adam by Ritzech B'Mezid. Just like Ritzech B'Shoigig, if you go to an Eir Miklat, that's your sanctuary, the Goyal Adam can't kill you. Maybe Ritzech B'Mezid, the Halacha should be the same thing. I saw in the Margolis Sayyam, right here in this Gemara, he says the Makar is this pasuk right here. Why? The Makar is because when Yoav ben Tzruya was tried for killing Avner, at the end of the day, he was off the hook. Why was he off the hook? Because Beis Din Paskin, that he had a right to kill Avner, because he was Asael's Goyal Adam. And being that he was his brother's Goyal Adam, he had a right to kill Avner. Now, the pasuk says, do you know where Yoav killed Avner? He killed Avner in Chevron. That's where he met him, and that's where he killed him. Says the Margolis Sayyam, it's a pasuk in Yeshua, Perek Chafal, pasuk Aleph. The Gemara talks about in Makis, Daf Yudam, and Aleph, that Chevron was an Eir Miklat. Chevron was one of the Eir Miklat. If Chevron wasn't one of the Eir Miklat, then L'chayrish Tosech Tekasha Viter. How did Yoav have a right to kill Avner? The Teretz is, he's the Goyal Adam, because Avner killed, but he was in an Eir Miklat. He was in Chevron. Avner had no right. He should not have been able to be killed in an Eir Miklat. The Teretz is, Avner was a Ritzech B'Mezid. He wasn't a Ritzech B'Shoigig. Being that it was a Ritzech B'Mezid, the Eir Miklat is not Koyle. Says in Margolis Hayam, that Tachroinim, they mutsha, they're trying to find the Makar to Mefurish HaGemara. Sanhedrin, Memtesim, and Aleph, if you know history, if you know the rest of the story, so you know that Yoav ben Tzruya was allowed to kill Avner. He had a din of a Goyal Adam, even though he killed him in Eir Miklat. The Teretz must be, because Avner wasn't a Ritzech B'Shoigig. Avner was a Ritzech B'Mezid. That's the first horror. The second horror is that Avner tainted that you don't have a right to kill me. Why? Because I was acting in self-defense. Asael was trying to kill me. And being that Asael was trying to kill me, I had a right to act in self-defense. And Habola Harga Chashkim Harga, he was a right. So Yoav tainted back that no, you didn't have a right to, because Hoylecha Latzilav Echad Me'evarav. And if you're Yochel Lahatzel Be'echad Me'evarav, so that was the Shakl of Attire. Was he a Yochel? Was he loyal Yochel? I'm just like, I couldn't kill him Be'echad Me'evarav. Says, what do you mean? I saw the body. You killed him B'doifen HaChamishas Mokim Sha'am Morav HaKovei Tluyim. You killed him so precisely. You're telling me you couldn't be Matzel Be'echad Me'evarav. It's Yadua. The Mishlo Melech says that even though there's a halacha, that when it's Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evarav, you're not allowed to kill the roide. If you don't have the halacha of you're allowed to kill a roide, if that's only somebody else. Meaning, what's the law of roide? Ruvain's killed, chasing Shimon, Ruvain's trying to kill Shimon. You're allowed to turn around, if you're Shimon, and kill Ruvain. But not only is Shimon allowed to kill Ruvain, anybody that wants to kill Ruvain is allowed to kill Ruvain. Ruvain is fair game right now. Anybody that wants to kill Ruvain can kill Ruvain, because Ruvain's a roide. Nemela, anybody that tries killing him is allowed to kill. Sokti Mishlom Melech, a gevaldige chiddush. He says, this that you find, when it's Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evarav, you can't kill the Roidev, that's a bystander. So if you're lazy and you see Reuven trying to kill Shimon, if it's ain't a Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evarav, you can kill Reuven. But if it's Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evarav, you don't have a right to kill Reuven. But vos is mit Shimon, vos is mit the Nirdav, Sokti Mishlom Melech. Nirdav is different, because the Nirdav is Bohol, so the Nirdav is always allowed to turn around and is allowed to kill Reuven. Fake the Michas. Apella, how did he learn this Gemara, the Mishlo Melech? Because the Gemara says clearly that the issue here with Avner and Asael was, are you a Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evarav or not? And at the end of the day, they paskin that it was Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evarav. Memeli didn't have a din of a Roidif, and that's why he wasn't allowed to kill Asael. That's why Yoav was allowed to kill Avner. But Avner himself is Dachte Nirdof. So if Avner is the Nirdav, and Michas Chinuch bleibt Sorech Ion, the Chayri, you see in this Gemara, that even the Nirdav himself, so some want to say that the reason the Nirdav is different is because he's Bohol, and you see that Avner was so not Bohol, he was able to kill him, B'dayf and HaChamish, it's a little bit Dachuk, but the bottom line is, that's a grace of Kasha. But I'm going to tell you one other Ha'orah Nifla, and this is really a segue to some real lumdus, but I'll just tell you one beautiful Ha'orah, Me'inyan Le'inyan, with regards to what we're discussing right now. The Rambam says, that Koyla Yochel HaHatzer, Be'ever me'evarav, v'loy p'tarach. So Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, and Reuven's a right. But at the same time, it's possible to stop Reuven, be'echad me'evarav. Somebody was standing on the side, and he didn't want to be tereach to try to kill him, be'echad me'evarav. Elehitzel b'nafsha shoroidev, v'hargoy, and he killed him. Ha'rez ha'shoifich dam. It's our Gemara. He's a shoifich dam. V'chayev misa, and he's chayev misa. Avo ain't bezdin me misa noisa. But bezdin doesn't kill him. As I look to Ram. So the Rambam says that even though there's a halach of yochalat tzila be'echa me'evarav, but if someone's a yochalat tzila be'echa me'evarav, and he's not matzila be'echa me'evarav, but he kills him, says the Rambam, harez the shoyfech damin, v'chayev misa, avo ain't bezdin me misa noisa. Everybody asks from our Gemara, but that's not the port that I want to talk about. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, no, it doesn't make any sense. That Aviv Vait, it's Yochel Atzil Abecha Me'evarav. So he's not a Roydef and a Nerdef. He's not a Roydef Bechla. So why in the world should you tell me that you're not going to be Chayiv Misa? So Reb Shloi Me'eger, and the Beskarov brings it in Sefer and Hilchas Ritzech, Veshmir Sanefesh, said a Gevaldig Yizach. He said, wait, the Mishlo Melech, that the Mishlo Melech said that the only time there's a loch of Yochel Atzil Abecha Me'evarav, that the Nerdef is not let it kill the Roydef. It's Kedai the whole Cheshman. It's Gevaldig. That the only time there's a loch of Yochel Atzil Abecha Me'evarav, you're not let it kill him, is only if it's an Acher. But the Nerdef himself is allowed to kill him. So what would be if the Nerdef killed him right now? The Nerdef would be Potter. Because by the Nerdef, Alain, you don't have the Aloch of Yochel Atzil Abecha Me'evarav. Now, the Rambam's not talking about the Nerdef, like the Mishlo Melech. The Rambam's talking about an Acher. But once the Aloch is that if the Nerdef kills this person, the Nerdef is going to be Potter, it comes out that the Nerdef is a Gavra Ketola. Because right now, the Nerdef has a right to kill him. So he's a Gavra Ketola. If he's a Gavra Ketola, even if somebody else kills him, says the Rambam, Areza Sheifich Domin, V'chayiv Misa, V'te Ein Bez Dem Misa Noisai. Because if you're a Gavra Ketola, you're not going to kill him. He tells to another Rambam. The Rambam says, also in Hilchas Reitzeach, Perikei Alocha Yud, the Reitzeach B'Shoigig, that's in the Ir Miklat. And one day he pokes his head out of the Ir Miklat, figures he's going to do it quick. He leaves there, Miklat, says the Rambam, Rishus Biad Goyel Adam, to kill him. Goyel Adam's allowed to kill him. What about somebody else? Avada, somebody else, is not allowed to kill him. But at the same time, Hera Rambam, if the Ritzeach B'Shoigig left there, Miklat, and then somebody else, a random person, goes, boom, he takes him out, says the Rambam, in Chayov in Olav. He's not going to be Chayiv Misa. It's a pelo. Kesef me, everybody at. Why is he not chayim miso? Zok Rav Shloi Ge'eg, it's the same lundus. It's the Rambam L'shitasa. Because being that the Goyal Adam has a right to kill this person right now, he's a Gavra Ketola. Why is he a Gavra Ketola? Because the Goyal Adam can kill him. Once you're a Gavra Ketola, doesn't mean I can kill you, but at the same time, I'm not going to be chayim miso. So it's the Rambam L'shitasa. The Rambam said it with regards to Eretzech B'shoigig that lives the Irmiklot with Allah is that being that the Goyal Adam can kill him, even though someone else can kill him. But if somebody else does kill him, he's not going to be chayiv misa. It's the same lamedus with Yochel Atzilah be'echa me'evarav. Even though an acher is not allowed to kill him, harei zeh shoyfech damim, says the Rambam. But being that the nirdaf alei is allowed to kill him, he's a god of ketola. Once you're a god of ketola, eva misa noisa. Lamaisa Briskerov is very bothered by it. Number one, he asks, he doesn't understand the Mishlo Melech. Where did Mishlo Melech get this chiluk between the nirdaf and an acher? He says in Svara, it's very shver, the Mishlo Melech. And he says, beside, it's true, you find this idea of Gavra Ketola. But Gavra Ketola is when Bezdin Paskins that you chayiv Misa, where it's Nigmar Dino the Misa. The Briskerov's tiny that over here it's not Nigmar Dino the Misa. It's not Nigmar Dino side by the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, certainly not with the Roidev for Tziochel Atzilim Echem Eivarev. Either way, that's the more longish part of this discussion. That is the second Ha'ara. Just the third Ha'ara, and maybe we'll end with this, and that is that the Gemara had said, the Gemara brought a Pasuk that said that when David HaMelech tells Amasa to go in 3 days, gather the Anshe Yehuda, come, we have to put together an army, we have to go quash the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri. So the Pasuk says he went and he saw they were learning and he felt that he can't be mevatel them from Torah. Why not? Because he darshan achin verachin. The pasuk says, "Kol isha sheyamre espichav leyishama es dvarecha lecholah shetzavenu yumos." Yochel afilu divrei Torah tamolei merach chazak v'yamatzah. When it comes to divrei Torah, it's going to be a little bit different. The Rav, Mishuah b'shlita, he spoke yesterday, and he said over an Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra is in Parshas Kisisa. The pasuk says, "V'dibra Hashem al Moshe ponim kashi yedaber ishes reyeyu v'shov el amachane u'mishor se Yeshua benun nar." So the Torah describes Yeshua ben Nun. Who was he? Has he been a nar? Lo yomush b'toychayel. Now, what does a nar mean? He was a child. Right, Ibn Ezra, that if you make a cheshbin, you know how old Yeshua ben Nun was at this time? He was 56 years old. So if he was 56 years old, how is he called a nar? A nar sounds like, I'm a child. He wasn't a child. He was 56 years old. So I showed the Rav last night, I found a metziah. I saw the Shar Mitzvah Balacha, he brings from the Ramami Pana. It brings to the Rambam Bipano that the pasuk says, "Kol asher yamres picha v'lo yishomes t'verecha l'kol asher t'tzaveinu." You must rak chazak v'amatz. Ahead the Gemara dash in the pasuk. The Gemara dash in the pasuk that you have to listen to anything Yeshua Ben Nun says, unless he tells you lavra al debritayra. If he tells you lavra al debritayra, then you don't have to listen to him. Afreik the Rambam Bipano in the Sefer Asorim Amoros says, "You worried that Yeshua Ben Nun is going to tell someone to be avra al debritayra? No way, Yeshua Ben Nun tzaddik." He's going to tell a yid, the Torah is the bavar, rak chazak v'yamatz. He says, what's the tifkai? The tifkai in this drash is as follows. We know that a Navi has a right, b'hirasha, to tell someone to be over the Torah. Eliyahu b'har ha-karmel teichiach. There's a concept of b'hirasha, certain limitations, but b'hirasha, a tzaddik, a gadol hador, a Navi, has a right to tell a yid to be over the Torah. Said Rav Ami Pano, Yeshua Ben Nun was different. Yeshua Ben Nun did not have a right to tell someone to be over the Torah, even by Rasha, rak chazak v'yamatz. He says, why? He says, because we know the Gemara says, pnei Moshe kipnei achama, and pnei Yeshua kipnei alavana. So he says, the chama is a source. He's a mashpia. The levana is a makabel. The levana doesn't have a source of light on its own. All it does is reflect the light from the chama. That's what the levana is. Moshe Rabbeinu was a chama. Yeshua ben Nun was a levana. The levana does not have its own source of light. Yeshua ben Nun was Bechefza Levana. And being that he was a Levana, he had no right to be Mechadish anything. And even Bahi Rasha, he didn't have a right to. Eliyahu Anoviyah, Eliyahu Baharakam Tachiyah, Valeza as the Levana. And being as the Levana can no Zaina Mechabel. Hadnish can Koyach Mechadish design. Hadnish Koyach design a Mashpia. So Yeshua ben Nun was different. And that's the Tifkai of this Pasuk. The Tifkai is Kolach Yamres Pichab La Yeshamest Varecho, Rachazak Fiyamat. When it comes to the very Torah, it doesn't matter what Yeshua ben Nun tells you. Avadi's not telling you to be over the very Torah. But what if Bahi Rasha, he wants to be Mechadish something? Even that he's not allowed to do. Rachazak Fiyamat. Why? Because Yeshua ben Nun is a Mechabel. We know that the sun was called the Mara Gadol. The moon was called the Mara Kot. Why is the sun the Mara Gadol? Because when you mashpia, you're a Gadol. A Kotan is a Makabel. Kotan doesn't have the ability to mashpia. Zeh a Kotan Gadol Yia. When you're a child, you're all about yourself. When you get older, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Alochi, Vayarbis of Leisam. A Gadol is someone that knows how to look out for other people. He's someone that knows how to be mashpia. The Chama is a mashpia. It's a source of light. It's the Mara Gadol. The moon is only Makabel from the sun. The male of the moon is a Mara Kotin. Yeshua ben Nun was 56 years old, but he was still a Nar. Because Yeshua ben Nun was a Levana. Yeshua ben Nun was a Mara Kotin. He didn't have the ability to be able to be Mashpia on his own. And that's why Yeshua ben Nun is a Nar. And on that note, we begin one of the most festa prakim in Shas. Zok the Mishnah. Bam, Misois, Nimsul Bezdin. Bezdin has four different types of Misois that they're able to use when killing somebody. Skila, Srefa, Herek v'chenek. That's not the order. Sreifa skila, chenek v'herek. Zu mitzvahs haneskala. Zu mitzvahs haneskala means in the previous parak we learned all about the neskalam, exactly how skila played itself out. But now we're going to learn about sreifa, herek, chenek. We're going to learn about the other mitzvahs bezdin. So on the Mishnah, we're introduced to arba mitzvahs, that there's four types of mitzvahs bezdin. What are the mitzvahs bezdin? Machloikis. Is it skila, sreifa, herek, v'chenek? Or is it sreifa, skila, chenek, v'herek? Obviously, the machloikis is, what's the order in terms of which is more chomer? So the chachamim say, skila is the worst, then comes sreifa, then comes herek, then comes chenek. Rav Shimon argues with 2 points. Number one, sreifa is worse than skila, and number two, chenek is worse than herek. Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Schayr, Amar Rav. Kol makom shalom chachamim derech minyan. Anytime you find in a Mishnah a minyan, four of these, five of those, eight of those, ein muktam u'mu'ukher. There's no cheshbon in the Seder. Meaning, it's not bediktok which one is being mentioned first. Chutz, there's one exception. A Mishnah in Mesechtes Nida. Shiva Samanim. Shiva Samanim Avir Malakasim. There's seven Samanim that you could put on a Kesem to determine whether this Kesem, the stain, is blood, Dam Nida, or maybe it's some red dye or something else. Roik Tafel, Umei Grisim, Umei Raglayim, Veneser, Uburis, Kemuya the Ashlach. Viktani safe in the safe of the Mishnah says, Avir Shalok Kesedron, if these seven things were applied, Shalok Kesedr, or Shavir Shavasim Ke'echad, or you applied all seven of them at the same time, Liyasav Leiklon. So there was a test that the Chachamim knew how to determine if something was blood. You take these seven things, you put it on top of the stain. If the stain goes off, you're good. It means it's not. If not, it means that it's not dam. So the Mishnah says that the seven things have to be put on in this Seder, in the order that they're mentioned. But if it's Shaloi Kesidron, if all seven of them were put there at the same time, Le'asav Le'klum. Says Rav Schoiro, again Rav Rav, in the name of Rav Schoiro, in the name of Rav Huna, that this is the only Mishnah where the Mishnah mentions a number, seven things, and the things have to be in that order. But every other Mishnah, where you have Arba Ovis Nezikin, for example, there's no methodology to show Bar Mavahever. It doesn't matter. The order is Rav Saba, Rav Papa, Saba, Mishmeh, Rav Omar. I have another one. Af Arba Misois. Our Mishnah as well. You have Arba Misois, Nimsul Abeznin, and the order matters. How do you know the order matters? Because there's a machloikis. Because Midikam Afik Rav Shimon. You see, there's a machloikis on what the order is. Shema Mino Daf Kiktoni. And again, what's the Seder? We're going from the most Chamor to the most cow. But the point is, you see the Seder matters. V'idach. So why did Rav Schoira not list it in his Cheshbin? Bipukta like a Mairi. He wanted a Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah where nobody argues. You have a number and the Seder matters. I only have one Mishnah. Otherwise, our Papa said, I have another one. Av Seder Yuma, the Seder of the Avoid of Yom Kippur. It's a Mishnah. Call Maisi Yom Kippur. Mamur Mamla Seder. If the Seder of Yom Kippur was not like a Seder, it's possible. So what do you see? That the Seder of the Mishnayis are all Ma'akiv. V'idach. So why did Rav Schoira mention that? He held it's a chumra. It's a nice Rashi. Rashi explains that the reason why the avoid in Yom Kippur had to be Keseder, it's not necessarily because of the chashivos of the thing that's being done first. Meaning it's not the pshat that the Talmud is more chashiv than the Ketairis, which is more chashiv than this, which is more chashiv than that, and it's for that reason it's being done in that Seder. The Mishnah mentioned it in a Seder because the Mishnah just had to mention it. Once there's a Seder, there's a halacha of chukah, don't be mishanet from the way it's mentioned. It's not because there's something inherently better or more chomer about one versus the other. When it comes to the Shiva Samanim, it has to be done in that way. Because the Roik Tuffel gives the Megris in the Kayach, which gives the Meiraglayim the Kayach, which gives the Nesu the Kayach, the Buris, the Kabuya, and the Ashlach. There's something to be. The reason Skila and then Srefa, then Herig, the Chenek, because Skila is more chomer than Srefa, which is more than Chenek. When it comes to Seder Avodah Yom Kippur, there's nothing more chomer from one Avodah than the other. Either Zalach, it has to be in the Seder, because it's Zalach that you're not Mishana. Whatever the Mishnah says, Chumra de Yom Kippurim, you don't mess when it comes to the Avodah Yom Kippur. But not because there's something be'etzem, be'cheftza, more chashev with one over the other. Rav Huna Brei, Rav Shua, I've Seder Tamid. I have another one. Seder Tamid. Diktani Allah, Zehu Seder Tamid. So it's Mashman, has to be Keseder. V'idach Hulam Mitzvah. No, really, doesn't have to be Keseder. It's only the Katchila. Says the Gemara. Gets Rav Schoira said that Kol Mokim Shoshanu Chachamim Derech Minyan. Whenever I have a minyan, a number in the Mishnah, Shiva Samonim, Arba Misois, the Seder is not ma'akiv. The only time it's ma'akiv is when it comes to the Shiva Samonim, Mavir Malakasa. Lamaisa, we said there's two other ones. What are the two other ones? Arba Misois. Why did Rav Schoira not mention it? Because it's a machloikis, but plukta like a mairi. And the other is Seder Avodah Yom Kippur, where again the Seder is ma'akiv. Why didn't he mention it? Because that's Chumra Ba'alma. But the Gemara says, what's it coming off of? Okay? Give me an example of where it says a minyan and the Seder is not ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, "Lafuki mitzvahs chalitza." The Talmud learned in the Mishnah, "Mitzvahs chalitza bahu vivim to lufnei bezdin." If he his yivama came before bezdin, he nice and late etzai genes. So the first thing they did when a chalitza situation came was they gave an etzai genes. Meaning, if bezdin thought that it was better that they don't get married because he was a zaken and she was a naira or fakert, then they would talk them out of it. Shenever v'karli ziknei iroy v'dabru ot v'yoy meres. In the event that there's no yibam, again we're moving forward with the chalitza. She says, "Me'en yivami." The yavam doesn't want to do yibum for who I'm there, and then he talks. He says, "Lo yichafatz di lekachta." Ubaloshan hakodesh hayoyim. They used to speak baloshan hakodesh. The nikshay yevim toy elav leini askenim. The next thing is that she goes in front of the dayanim. The chalzan nali she takes off his shoe. The yarka b'fanu she spits in front of him. Roy kanir le dayanim. It has to be thick saliva. The dayanim should be able to see it. The ansa the amra kocha yeyosale ish. The nikush may be yisrael v'gan. From Rabbi Yehuda said mitzvahs chalitza is koira. First she says her piece v'koira, and then he says his piece. Chaylatsa she takes off his shoe. V'rekeka she spits v'koira, and then she reads again. What exactly was that Meir of Yehuda Moisef? Hakamash Malan, he was coming to say, mitzvah hachi, it's only a mitzvah. What's the chiddush by saying it's a mitzvah? The chiddush is not that it's a mitzvah. Chiddush is that it's only a mitzvah. Meaning, the apich leslamba, it's not ma'akiv. Tanya nami hachi abraisa, bein shehiktim chalitza l'rekika, oi rekika l'chalitza, masha asa asoy, it's always good. Meaning, the seder hadvarim is not ma'akiv. So the first thing that is coming lafuke, a case where you have a mishnah that describes a seder, and the seder is not ma'akiv, is chalitza. There's a very specific seder that's mentioned, but at the same time, Rabbi Yehuda said it, and it's a Tanya Rabbi Hochi. It's only mitzvahs chalitza v'kach. It's only a mitzvah, but b'di'evet, if you mess the order, it doesn't matter. Another thing that's coming to exclude is lafukim yadet. It's not another mishnah. Kohen Gadol mishamish b'shmein kein. Kohen Gadol used to wear shmein begudim. The hadid barba and the hadid only four. B'ksoynis mechnasayim mitzefes va'avnei. Those are the four the kohen hadid. Ma'isav aleim kohen Gadol chayshin ve'efayt. The first thing he had to put on was the michnasayim. Michnasayim has to be on his boss. Nothing should be before the michnasayim. The tana my time acted me lekseinus. If the michnasayim goes first, the Mishnah said that what are the four kseinus? Michnasayim, mitznevus, and avnei. First the kseinus, and then the michnasayim. If really you're supposed to put on the michnasayim first, because it says michnasayim bad you, I'm sorry. So why did the Torah say first the kseinus? Mishum the akdim ekro, because the Torah says it first. Vikro my time akdim. Why did the Torah mention the kseinus? Or mishum the mechasikule gufe, because it covers the whole guf. And adifale, therefore it's better. But the bottom line is, so the Mishnah goes through the four begadim and the shmeinu begudim. And what are the four begadim? First kseinus, then michnasayim. And in the seder, what is it really? First michnasayim. And then kseinus. So again, Rav Schaire said, "Kol mokim shashanu chachamim ein muktim amocher." What's the only time you have muktim amocher? It's only the shiva samanim. Our Mishnah also, he rather wasn't talking about our Mishnah because the plukta of like a mairi say the avodim yom kippur. He's not talking about that either because there's nothing intrinsic about one versus the other. It's just the Torah wants you to just do it the way the Chum told you to do it, but really it's a Chumra Ba'alma, but Lafuke, what are two examples that Reb Schayer was coming to point out, that even though there's a Mishnah, don't worry about the Seder, Ein Muktim Ucher, number one is Mitzvah Chalitza, and number two is the Shmoyne Begudim.